Hello, everyone. My cutting shows two photographs of the Duke of York, one with Steph Booth, the mayor of Todmorden, and another of him with Donna Williams of Sunworth Street on his visit to Todmorden on the 7th of January, as part of his visit to flood-hit communities in Yorkshire. The Duke arrived in Todmorden as part of a visit to flood-hit communities in Yorkshire and earlier in the day had seen some of the damage in parts of Leeds and Tadcaster. His tour was hampered on Thursday morning when a planned start in the town was scuppered by poor weather, preventing his helicopter from landing. But making time for the town later in the afternoon, Prince Andrew called in at a number of businesses and homes affected by the Boxing Day deluge. His first stop was the cycle factory at Durr Street, which fell victim to a burglary shortly after being hit by the floods. He then visited Donna Williams at her home in Sanworth Street before going to the Hippodrome Theatre and Todmorden Town Hall. It was recently announced that the Hippodrome Theatre will have to close for a number of months while vital repairs are carried out. At Flowers for You, Halifax Road, the Prince met with owner Susan Ramsden. Abid Hussein, former mayor of Todmorden and owner of Hussein Brothers Halifax Road, said, "I didn't know he was going to come into the shop, but I was pleased to see him. It was nice of him to give some moral support. Hopefully the government will take notice and do something about the flooding." Mayor of Todmorden, Councillor Steph Booth, added, "He was really great. He wanted to meet people who'd been flooded and volunteers, and that was fantastic." Councillor Booth also thanked Kate Morton Deakin, Deputy Lieutenant for West Yorkshire, for her support during the floods and the aftermath. Asked about what he found in his tour, the Duke of York said, "Shock and devastation." He said, "It's been a very difficult time, but I get a sense that the community has pulled together in a way that is really encouraging. The question is whether or not this is a regular occurrence or whether this is a one-off, and nobody can answer that question. But it's a fact that the community has pulled together." Over to you, Barbara.